Alhamdulillahi adha'afa ma hamidahu jami'u khalqihi kama yuhibbuhu wa yardah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillahi alladhi abda'al aflaka wal ardin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man kana nabiyya wa adamu bainal ma'i wat-tin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala rasulik sayyidina wa syafi'ina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Maulaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbana yassir wa la tu'assir wa tammim bil khair wa bika nasta'in ya fattah. Allahumma ij'alna du'atan ilayka wa ila rasulik. Allahumma faqihna fid din wa 'allimna al-Qur'ana al-Hakim. Rabbana zidna 'ilma. Allahumma ij'alna min al-wasilina ila al-'ain duna as-sami'ina lil-athar. Amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ صدق الله العلي العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تعليما لأمته وخطابا لصحابه: Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa syukrika wa husni ibadatik. Sadaqallah wa sadaqa rasuluhul kirim wa nahnu ala dhalika minas syahidin. Hazirin kiram, honorable assembly, we pray and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with a quality of shukr, gratitude, that we may be grateful to Him. Gratitude is a quality loved by Allah. Ingratitude is a quality hated by Allah, hated by His Rasul, and even hated by An-Nasi Ajma'in, the whole of mankind. Nobody likes an ungrateful person. And today we complain, we look at other people, we compare ourselves with other people, and we complain that we don't have this, we don't have that. We forget to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercies upon us. We forget to give praise to Allah even for small bounties and small mercies. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah says, if you try, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ, if you try to count the favors of Allah, the bounties of Allah, لَا تُحْصُوهَا, you cannot encompass the ni'mat of Allah, the ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His favors. You can't even start to count Allah's favors. Inna al-insana li rabbihi lakanud. Allah says, man to his Rabb is very ungrateful. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. And he himself knows that. He's a shaheed over that. He knows that. He bears witness to that. قَلِيلًا مَّا تَشْكُرُونَ. قَلِيلًا مَّا تَشْكُرُونَ. Very little is that which you are thankful for. Oh, always complaining, always crying. We don't have this, we don't have that, and looking at other things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always remember for life that Allah has given us a qanun, an asl, a principle. When he mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ. Remember when your Lord had announced, he made the i'lan, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ. Indeed, if you are thankful, if you show shukr and gratitude to whatever favor or favors that you may be enjoying, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. I will increase for you. I will increase my bounties upon you. You will get more. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ. And indeed, if you should show كُفْرَانُ النِّعْمَةِ, ingratitude, complain and cry and not appreciate my favors, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ, then indeed my azab, my punishment is very severe. It is shadeed. Subhanallah. So shukr and gratitude will bring an increase of favors. Kufranu ni'ma, ingratitude will bring a decrease in Allah's favors, but not only that, ma'azallah, it will bring Allah's adab, his destruction. A person is without a job, nothing to do, free time. Subhanallah, he's in the masjid. Business starts to go good. Affluence has dawned upon him. No more masjid. Is this how we show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And one of the worst types of punishment is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatches away the tawfiq from us to do good deeds. When we think about punishment, when we think about azab and saza, we think about something happening to us, some loss of wealth, some destruction. One of the worst types of punishment is for Allah to snatch away that tawfiq, that divine aid, which enables you to do good deeds. But you don't get the enthusiasm anymore. You don't feel that ragba, that zeal to do good deeds. Allah snatches it away from you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought wealth. The man was impoverished. In poverty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him maal and gave him wealth. How did he show gratitude? He became hooked up in this wealth, absorbed in this wealth, that he forgot about masjid, and he started running after another valley of gold, and then to get another valley of gold. And Allah is watching. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already mentioned his principle concerning gratitude. Lo and behold, the tawfiq is snatched away from a person, that even the good deeds he used to do before is no longer in wujud and in existence. And then by and by, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may even take away that maal, take away that wealth, destruction even may occur. Sometimes we want to know why we are in problems Why am I facing these difficulties, hardships? Is it because of ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have been told in hadith that if a man gives you something, you should say hadha kathir, that this is plenty. Inshallah, Allah would put barakat in you. A man gives you something, he gives you some money, gives you $100. Say, Alhamdulillah, hadha kathir. This is plenty. Allah will put barakat in that for you. But if you think that this is qaleel, very little, that's all, it will be qaleel. But if the man is a multi-millionaire, and you're a sahil, and the man gives you $100 or $10, then the man is really insulting you. But if a simple, ordinary person, mashallah, gives you 20, he gives you 10, he gives you a 5, 15, hadha kathir, this is plenty. Ingratitude. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, let us go back in time. Let us travel with the time machine of the mind, of the aql. Go down into memory lane. Subhanallah. Way back even before the time of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. In the time of the second to last Prophet of Islam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Isa ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. We go back in the time of Isa ibn Maryam. Isa, Jesus, Jesus, Isa ibn Maryam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words is the best of all words. Kalamullah. Why are we going to this story for? There are lessons to be learned from this story. Great lessons to be learned from this story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ. Remember, اذكر, remember when the Hawariyun, the disciples of Isa, ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, when his Hawariyun, his disciples said, Ya Isa ibn Maryam, ay Isa ibn Maryam, hal yastatiyu rabbuka, can your Lord do something for us? Yani hal yaf'alu rabbuka, can your Lord do something for us, O Isa? And the difference between the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the past umam nations, they say your Lord, Banu Israel, Ahlul Kitab, Israel, tell Musa alayhi salam, even in the story of Musa, Udulana Rabbak, make dua to your Rabb. But the ummah of Muhammad, Rabbi, my Rabb, Subhanallah, our Rabb, Rabbuna. A difference between us and a difference between them. But alas, the time has come that we are following them. Hadhwan na'li bin na'l, hadhwan na'li bin na'l, to the T, letter for letter, like two peas in a pod. And this is the prediction of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we should not be like them. Khaliful Yahuda wa Nasara, be different to the Yahuda and the Nasara. إِذْ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ هَلْ يَسْتَطِيعُ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يُنْزِلَ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Can he do something for us, Ya Rabb? Can he send down a ma'ida from the heavens? A dastarkan, a table spread, laden with food. Can you ask him to do that in one kirat? هَلْ تَسْتَطِيعُ رَبَّكَ يَعْنِي هَلْ تَقْدِرُ أَنْ تَسْأَلَ رَبَّكَ. Can you ask your Rabb to do something for us, to send down this ma'ida? Subhanallah, from which the surah gets its name, Suratul Ma'ida, the table spread. Can he do that? Send down this ma'ida from the heavens. مِنَ السَّمَا. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam responded, قَالَ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Allah. Fear Allah, يَنِي فِي طَلَبِ هَذِهِ الْمَائِدَةِ وَفِي سُؤَالِ هَذِهِ الْمَائِدَةِ فِي اِقْتِرَاحِ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. In demanding this, in wanting this, fear Allah, what are you asking for? قَالَ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you are truly believers, then you should fear Allah. Refrain from this. What are you asking for? I am a Nabi unto you. I have come with the Injil. Min al-Aziz al-Hakim. Qalu, they responded, Nuridu an na'kula minha, we intend, we want just to eat from it. An na'kula minha, wa tatma'inna qulubuna, and we want that our hearts become tranquil, that there be itminan in the heart, that there be sukoon and tranquility in the hearts. Ay bi ziyadatil yaqeen, our yaqeen will increase if we see this dasturkan coming down from the heavens, table spread laden with food. Ha, we will eat from it. We want to eat from it. And our hearts will become tranquil. There'll be itminan, sukoon. Bi ziyadatil yaqeen, with the increase of certainty and yaqeen. It's not that we don't have yaqeen, you know, we have yaqeen. We believe. There'll be an increase of yaqeen. Wana'lama, and we will know. Yani nazdadu ilman. It's not that we don't know, but we will increase in knowledge. We will know. Anqad sadaqtana, that you have spoken the truth to us. We already know that. But na'lama, yani nazdadu ilman. We will increase in knowledge and we'll have more knowledge. Our knowledge will be firmer, that indeed you have spoken the truth to us. Wa nakuna 'alayha min ash-shahidin, and we will be over it witnesses. We'll bear witness to what has happened. Qala Isa ibn Maryam, Isa ibn Maryam ala nabiyyina wa 'alayhi salatu wassalam, said, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma rabbana anzil alayna ma'idatan min as-samaa. O Allah, our Rabb, send upon us a table spread from the heavens. Takunu lana eida, which will be an eid for us. Nu'adhimuhu wa nusharrifuhu, we will hold that day in great esteem. We will respect that day. We will honor that day. It will be an Eid for us. Li awwalina wa akhirina, for the first of us and the last of us. Lima ya'ti ba'dana, for all those to come after us. Wa ayatam mink, and it for it to be a sign, an ayat from you. Ayatan ala kudratika, so that this dastakan will also be a great ayat and sign, which will indicate upon your qudrat and your power. It will also be an ayat ala sidqi nubuwati, upon the truthfulness of my prophethood. Warzuqna, and give us rizq, give us sustenance, feed us. Whom we are addressing, ya Allah, wa anta khayrul raziqin, and you are the best of the raziqin. You are the best of all those who can feed. You are the best of all those who can provide. Your name is raziq, but in fact you are razzaq. Warzuqna, wa anta khayrul raziqin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Sami', who is all hearing, Al Basir, all seeing. After all, this is a beloved of His. It is a prophet of His, a Nabi and a Rasul, Isa, whom He created from the word Kun, Fakana, and so He was, from the Virgin Maryam. Mary, Maryam, subhanallah. Allah, why would He not answer His Nabis and His Anbiya? Qala Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inni munziluha alaykum, I am indeed going to send it down to you. But listen, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْدُ, anyone who commits kufr after this, Anyone who disobeys after this sign and ayat comes from amongst you, minkum, فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ, then I am indeed going to chastise him. I will punish him عَذَابًا, with such an عَذَاب, لَا أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِّنَ الْعَالَمِينَ, with such an عَذَاب that no one in the world will be chastised with such a punishment as he or anyone who disbelieves will be chastised with. So I'm going to do that. But remember this. We go into the books of commentary. Those commentaries that have been done by masters. Commentaries like Jalaluddin As-Suyuti. Commentaries by Allama Sawi. Commentaries by Allama Baydawi alayhi rahmah. Commenting on this, Hazrat Allama Sawi alayhi rahmah says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fact, in the tafsir of Jalalin is mentioned, that is the call of Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, that Allah sent down 7 fishes. The dastakan came down. Nazalat bil malaika. The dastakan came down with angels. And upon this dastakan were 7 fishes and 7 rotis, or 7 loaves of bread. There's also riwayat of samak and laham, because fish is also laham. It's also meat. The Quran tells us about fish. It is called lahman tariya, succulent meat. It's the best meat, fish, samak. So Allah decided to send down fish for them. Subhanallah. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam told them it was the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that eat from this dastakan, kulu wala takunu, do not be treacherous, do not betray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or his Nabi, do not betray that covenant and that promise you have made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala tadakiru, don't hoard, don't be greedy and start to hoard, just eat. وَلَا تَدَّكِرُوا لِغَدًا, and don't put away for tomorrow. Don't put away for tomorrow. With the invention of the fridge, there is good in it and there is bad in it. Or with fridge, we can preserve things and we can keep things for our family members, keep it from spoiling. But with the fridge also too, there is also bad in the sense that we hoard and we don't give to the neighbors. Food is left. Instead of sharing the food with poor people or for the neighbors, put it in the fridge. Hold it up with the microwave next day. In the olden days, food is extra. Give it to the neighbor next door. Give it to some poor person. Share it. But today we put it away. Allah says, eat. Listen, I am Isa alayhi salam have called upon me. He has called upon Khairur Raziqeen. I am Raziq. I am Razak. Eat. Wala tadakiru. Do not betray. لا تكونوا ولا تدكروا لغد, don't store and hoard for tomorrow. And so they ate of it, but فقانوا, they betrayed Allah and His Rasul, that covenant, that trust, that pact, that agreement, they betrayed that, they moved treacherously, which is a quality of Banu Israel. ودخروا, and they hoarded and they started to store warafa'u, and they took ta'am and food away from that, and they hoarded and they carried away. Then the dastakan was lifted, and then they continued in disobedience. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transformed them into pigs. Famusiku kiradatan wa kanazira. They were transformed into monkeys. Apes, monkeys, and pigs. Hazrat Allama Sawi alayhi rahmah tells us, subhanallah. But before we go to that, let's go to Allama Baydawi, Tafsir al-Baydawi, who was a great mufassir. Allama al-Baydawi says, the dastakan came down. Nazalat sufratun hamra'u. A red dastakan came down. And this commentary is in more details. A red dastakan came down. Bain al-Ghamamain, between two clouds. Between two clouds. And there's actually no difference, no contradiction in the riwayats, because in one riwayat it came down with angels. It came down with the clouds, between two clouds, also with angels. Al-Jam'u, Bain al-Riwayatain. And this dastakan between two clouds, red dastakan, coming down. Subhanallah. And they all looking at it. Hatta saqatat baina aydihim, until it fell in front of them. Wahum yandurun, and they were all looking at this great spectacle, this great phenomenon. Subhanallah, from the heavens, zamaida, table spread, red table spread. Bain al-Ghamamain, between two clouds, coming down and descending until it came before them. Wahum yandurun, and they were all looking. But the people of Allah behave differently. They show gratitude. They are very thankful. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is seeing this. He is seeing the qudra and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fabaka Isa. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam cried. He cried on seeing this. Tears of joy. Tears of happiness. Tears of gratitude. Fabaka. And he said, Allah, Allahumma ij'alni min ash-shakirin. Oh Allah, make me amongst those who are grateful. I want to increase in gratitude. Allahumma ij'alni min ash-shakirin. Oh Allah, make me amongst those who are grateful. Allahumma ij'alha. Allahumma ij'alha lana rahmah. Oh Allah, make it a means of mercy for us. Let this gift and this ni'mat be a means of rahmah for us. وَلَا تَجْعَلْهَا مُثْلَةً وَأُقُوبًا, and don't make it a means of mutilation and chastisement and azab and punishment for us. Oh Allah, make me amongst the grateful ones. اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنِي مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Make it a means of rahmah for us. Make it not a means of mutilation. Make it not a means of azab for us. Subhanallah. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. These are some of the lessons we have to take while we go along to understand the people, the anbiya, the siddiqeen, the shuhada, the salihin, how they act, the righteous ones, how they behave, their type of gratitude. Wabaka, and Isa alayhi salam cried again. He cried. Tears of joy, tears of happiness, tears of gratitude. ثُمَّ قَامَ فَتَوَضَّعَ فَصَلَّ. Then he got up and performed wudu, and then he performed salat. Allahu Akbar. When things go good, do we take the time to perform wudu and perform two rakats of salat? This, all of these two rakats are just for you. I'm grateful for what you have done for me. تَوَضَّعَ, performed wudu. Fasalla, and he performed salat. Then he said, Bismillah, khairir raziqin. In the name of Allah, Bismillah, in the name of Allah, khairir raziqin, the best of sustainers, the best of providers, wa kashafal mindil. And he opened the dastakan. When lo and behold, faida samakatun mashwiyatun. When lo and behold, what a huge fish, roasted fish. Subhanallah, on this dastarkan. At the head of the fish, ala ra'siha milhun, by the head of the fish, salt. Wa ala dhanabiha, and by the tail of the fish, khallun vinegar. Vinegar, the tail, and salt at the head. Subhanallah. And around the fish, subhanallah, alwanum. Wa anwa'um min al-buqul, different colors and types of vegetables. accepting al-qurrath, accepting the leek, vegetables all around, different colors, different shades, different types of vegetables. And five rotis, five chapatis, five loaves of bread. Ala wahidin minhan, one loaf of bread, one roti. Subhanallah, zaytun, olive. Value the olive, watini was zaytun. And one roti, olives. Wa ala sani, asal, and the second one, second roti or loaf of bread, honey. Wa ala salis, samnun, and the third, butter or ghee. Wa ala rabi, and the fourth, jibnun, cheese. Wa ala al-khamis, and on the fifth roti, qadid, jerked meat, strips of dried meat. Subhanallah, and this is all before Isa and his companions and disciples and Banu Israel. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, kulu ma sa'altum, eat what you have asked for. You wanted the smile, eat. Kulu ma sa'altum, washkuru, and be grateful to Allah. Show gratitude, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kulu ma sa'altum washkuru, yumdidkumullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. The favors of Allah coming to you. O believers, the rizq of Allah, the air of Allah, the water of Allah, food, milk, meat, fish, drink. Kulu, eat. Washkuru, and be grateful. Do not eat and then use that food, that source of nourishment, to be the means of your disobedience to the Khalik and the Creator. Our principal in Bangalore, Bari Hazrat, said one time he saw an Arab eating. And he said, after that Arab had finished eating, he said, a very ajeeb and strange dua. He said, I loved it very much. The Arab said, Allahumma ja'alhu awnan ala ta'atika. Wallah, make it an aid upon your obedience. Make this food a means of help and support upon your obedience, not upon your disobedience. Kulu ma sa'altum, eat what you have asked for. Washkuru, and be grateful, show gratitude. When you do that, when you show gratitude and you are grateful, yumdidkumullah, Allah will help you. Wa yazidkum min fadlihi, and Allah will increase his favors. He has bestowed one, he will give you 10 more. He has given you wealth and money, you spend of it, you give in charity, you show gratitude, you still come to the masjid. Allah will give you thousands more. Allah will give you millions more. Allah has given you health and strength, you use it for the sake of Allah. Allah will put barakat in that health and strength. Allah has given you an akal and mind, a good IQ intelligence, you use it properly and show gratitude, Allah will increase that for you. Washkuru, kulu ma sa'altum washkuru, yumdidkumullah, Allah will help you. Wa yazidkum min fadli, Allah will increase his favors for you. They said, ya Isa, oh Isa, if you could only show us, law araitana ayatan ukra, if you could show us another sign from this dastakan, oh, that would be so nice. Just another sign. Isa alayhi salam addressed the fish, ya samakatu, eh machli, oh fish, ihyai, become alive. Subhanallah, and the fish became alive. Of course, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam used to raise the dead. Kum bi idhnillah, get up by the power of Allah, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what's a fish? Ihyai ya samakatu, eh machli, oh fish, ihyai, become alive. Fadtarabat, and the fish started to move and beat up. Then Isa alayhi salam said, udi kama kunti, return like you were. He returned back roasted and they ate of it. But then they hoarded, they kept, started to take away and put for tomorrow and raise up and hide. And the dastarkhan eventually went away and they went back into disobedience, many from amongst them. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was watching this because of ingratitude. Had they taken the pattern of Isa and showed gratitude, Allah would have increased his favors. But Allah gave us his Qanun is principle. Wala in kafartum, if you show ingratitude, inna azabi la shadid, my azab is very shadid. You don't know what I will do. Beware of ingratitude. And so one night it came to pass, fabatu laylatahum, they spend their night, ma azwajihim, with their wives, with their families, they spent a night with them. But that was the last night to be spent with their wives. فَأَصْبَحُوا قَنَازِيرًا, they woke up in the morning as pigs, as swines. Last night that they would ever spend with their families. فَلَمَّا أَبْصَرَتِ الْقَنَازِيرُ عِيسَى, when the pigs saw Isa next morning, فَبَكَتْ, they started to cry, these pigs. And how many were there? 330 of them were transformed into pigs. 330. When they saw Isa, they started to cry, and the tears came down. Isa, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, started to call out to them by their names, and they were nodding, but they were not able to speak, they were not able to talk. And so they remained 330 in the form of swines, pigs, for 3 days, according to one commentary for 4 days. And according to yet another commentary, for 7 days they remained, thumma halaku, and then they perished in that state, which is called al-mask transformation, tahwilu surah ila ma huwa akbah minha, transformation of one surah, one form, to that which is uglier minha, yani mina surah tilula, from the first form. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, let us wake up. Let us take a lesson from this story of the Ma'idah. Allah's adhab, Allah's punishment comes in different forms. And Allah has given us His principle, His asal. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ, remember when your Rabb has said, لَإِنْ شَكَرُتُمْ, if you show gratitude and shukr, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I will increase my favors for you. وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ, but indeed if you show ingratitude, you show ingratitude, then watch out. Inna azabi la shadid, my azab is severe and sucked. Allahumma ajalna min ash-shakirin. Subhan. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah wa akhir.